tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Willie Farrell surprised us this morning. He was in town doing a corporate last night. That's a comedy thing for talking in front of a corporation, right?
That's the sweet spot, the corporate.
There you go.
That's the happy ending, the corporates.
There you go. And he's head back to home to Des Moines.
Yes.
And he wanted to stop in. Of course, he's always welcome. Man, nice surprise.
Yeah.
Push knew it, didn't tell us about it.
Yeah.
Just showed up.
Figured give you a little joy.
That's right.
Showed up.
I was going to put a bow on, come in naked. No. But then we thought about it. And
it's cold outside.
Yeah, that's right.
We thought about it. Our buddy Greg Morton will be here tomorrow. Greg is getting in this afternoon. He's at a Funny Bone this weekend. Want to check out Willie. He's everywhere. He's in Des Moines next weekend, right?
I'll be at the Funny Bone next week in Des Moines with Billy Blank, comes here. And
Billy's crazy.
And in Des Moines, the WHO TV weatherman, Ed Wilson, will be my MC.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's very good.
Ed was Ron Burgundy before Ron Burgundy.
Oh, is he that?
He's one of those guys that just like,
okay.
I've known him for 30 years, and he's that guy that pound a bottle of scotch and then go right out and do the weather. He's just
perfect.
Great. Yeah,
that's the weatherman should be.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially local weatherman, it should be that way. Who cares?
Exactly.
Does he still do that?
He does. He'll come party with me later. Just gets joy. We did one time, I did a show with him. This is about 20-some years ago, and we did the 12 Days of Christmas. But instead of a partridge in a pear tree, it was and another shot of Dewar's whiskey. And it was me, him, and a magician. And
the TV station keeps employing. They don't care. They know. Everybody knows you're drunk. No big deal, right?
But the thing was, we each had 12 shots, but we were supposed to make them all apple cider.
Right.
I went in there and told the waitress, make a couple of them scotch, and the other guy said, make. Anyway, end up being out of the 36, there was like 24 of them that were actual liquor.
Whoa.
And by the time I got to the third drink, I was throwing them over my shoulder.
Yeah.
God bless Eddie. He hit every one of them. He's just drunkard and skunk. He's like Ron Burgundy. He's scotchy, scotch, scotch, scotch. Bam, he hit it. Big fella. You know?
Is he the most recognized TV figure in
the morning? With the Iowa State Fair, this guy can't walk 3 feet. He's the Willard Scott of Des Moines.
Got it.
He's like one of my good friends.
A drunk Willard Scott.
But he's that guy, man. He'll just like, I host a Italian Fest, and he'll come in and we'll sit in his van, and he'll have a giant keg of scotch, which I don't even know where you buy that, but we'll get liquored up. I literally fall out of the car, and he'll get up, and they put that green screen, and man, he'll just go right into his bit. Man, he just doesn't miss a lick,
as you can see here.
Yeah, it's kind of pointing at shit.
I love it. I heard a little bit of that. He stopped himself.
Yes. Exactly.
You said the S word.
Yes,
but slowed down.
I slowed it down.
You slowed it down.
Got all excited.
You slowed it down.
Does every media market have its drunk news guy?
I think they did more in the past. I think they get rid of those now.
Yeah.
I mean, now it's the hot chicks.
Right.
Now that's we have a young girl now that's in there.
They don't have to pay them anything, and they're good. Look good. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Right.
Because let's be honest, they don't, like even Edelte, he doesn't care whether the weather's right or wrong.
No,
he
don't care.
Yeah, at this point, you know, like people say something, he's like, I don't care.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
I said, I always told him they should take the weather and put it in with the lottery. Just, spin the thing, partly cloudy, Powerball 5. And no one, it's all a gamble.
It is.
So.
Unless you're a weather geek, I don't care either. You walk outside, that's the weather for me.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. What a good gig, though.
They put a little more stock into if you're in the middle of the country.
Now, the weather guys here.
Des Moines in the middle of the country.
When you get tornadoes here, do these guys just completely take over the area where you don't get any shows anymore?
They're the stars of the show.
You know, and I've often said this. I don't like is whenever there's a tornado, the weather guys come on and they always tell you the county it's in. Like it's in Bloomberg County.
Right.
And I don't know counties.
No.
I mean, I got a map out. I'm going, where in the hell is this? You know, one time my daughter. She's down in the basement, and there was a tornado spotted in Des Moines County.
Okay.
Now, Des Moines County is not anywhere near Des Moines.
Okay, got it.
My daughter's looking out the window. She could see sunshine. Guys, stay on Earth. We're going to get killed. You know, 3 hours, you ain't going to get back.
You're right. The meteorologists seem to be a little more up on geography.
Exactly.
And they assume everybody knows.
Right, and not everybody is.
It's north, northeast Clay County going into south, southwest Webster. Where the hell is that? Is that by Marshalltown? I'll hide if it's by Marshalltown. But
they think the audience is smarter than they are.
Yeah,
we don't
exactly.
care. Tell me if it's in my yard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, really. Tell me if it's in my yard. Well, that's near my yard.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Yeah. No, usually if it's in your yard, that's when you're outside looking out there like a moron. Yeah, exactly. You're just out there staring at it.
Exactly.
That's what I love anymore. There's more and more people that get their phones out and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Here it is, the nader right here in the backyard.
Yeah.
Oh, there goes Clement, you know. They always have an uncle named Clement, and he's gone now. Where'd you find Clement? We found him in Webster County. Well, where's that? Is that by Marshalltown?
Taylor Swift is 29 today.
She's been around forever, hasn't she?
Yeah, she has.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
The list of inductees for the 2019 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class is out.
Oh, man. Let's just get through this. Yeah. Are we going to like it and hate it? And
yes.
Both? Yeah. Okay. Please tell me Def Leppard made it.
Who?
Def Leppard.
Yeah, they made it.
Good.
I thought you were going to keep on going who because you said Def Leppard.
Yeah. No.
Who? Def Leppard. Who?
He's not that clever or stupid. People have done that.
Tell me Chaka Khan made it, but Rufus didn't.
Oh.
No. I will not tell you that.
Okay. I saw some of the list. Did The Cure make it?
Yes, okay. The Cure made it.
Did you listen to The Cure back in the day? Were you a Cure guy?
I knew people that were. I mean, I liked a lot of New Wave at the time because I was in college, and I liked that music, but The Cure wasn't one of my favorites. But they're a good band. I mean, people like them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan, but they're a good band.
Stevie Nicks made it in.
Good. Solo.
Yep. As did Janet Jackson.
She, not rock.
No.
Radiohead.
Kill Me.
I like Creep, and that's it.
One song.
Yep.
Roxy Music.
They should have been in a long time ago.
The Zombies.
Good. That's it?
That's it? Seven of them?
Yeah. People that were nominated that didn't get in. There's a bunch on there, and I'm glad we didn't.
Rage Against the Machine didn't make it.
And they'll be back. They'll make it eventually.
Kraftwerk didn't make it.
They'll probably make it eventually.
And this is one that Tyler might just fall over about. Yep. MC5 didn't make it.
They should be
in. Oh.
You know what? There's not heavy metal without the MC5.
Also, Mark McGuire and Barry Bonds. All right. Damn it.
Didn't make
close.
It.
MC5.
Rufus and Chaka Khan did not make it. LL Cool J did not make it.
Should not make it ever.
Devo did not make it.
Devo should be in there.
Todd Rundgren did not make it.
Let's go back.
So who does the voting
Todd
here?
Todd Rundgren should be in there.
Todd Rundgren should easily be in there.
So who does the voting for this? Who
Jan
are the
Winter
idiots?
Of Rolling Stone.
Writers and record guys.
Idiots.
Jan Winter.
Yeah.
John Prine did not make it.
Snobs. Prine's, doesn't look that great. He was just in town, right?
Yeah, just a month or so ago.
You know what?
Todd Rundgren was just in town.
Rundgren should be in there.
I saw Bob Seger. My wife took me to Bob Seger. I didn't even know I was going. Next thing I know, I'm watching Bob Seger.
Right.
And he still sounds like Bob Seger, but when he dances and stuff, he looks like Santa Claus. He's old. And he dances like you would see like an old uncle like at a picnic or something. He's playing the music and you go, God, he sounds great. And all of a sudden he gets up and he's dancing like an old guy. He's like an old guy does like Raise the Roof or something. And you just look at him and go, oh, God, don't move, Bob Seger. Get behind a piano or something.
God. Isn't this his last tour?
Yeah.
He said this is it?
Yeah. He had Grand Funk Railroad open, which was cool.
Oh, that's cool.
There was it's one of those things where you always look and say, who's Grand Funk Railroad?
Yeah, because Farner's not in that band.
But there was
right
two of them still in it, I guess.
All right.
But the music sounded good, but he just didn't move.
Yeah.
He just looks like somebody's old uncle at a Christmas party.
Singing Seeger karaoke.
Yeah.
At the bar, right.
He's been. Isn't Bob Seeger in?
Yeah, I think he made it in years ago. Pretty sure.
All that announcement told me was that I'm not going to have to watch a lot of the HBO special.
Def Leppard.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll watch Stevie Nicks probably sing, too.
Did Tim Raines make it?
No.
Or is he going to have to go in on one of those veterans?
Veterans.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a shame.
Pete Rose? Not in?
No.
Either Hall of Fame?
No.
They should put him in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
For the hell of it.
He should just go in every other kind of Hall of Fame besides baseball.
Right.
That would be a good idea.
Just to shove it up baseball's ass.
Yeah, exactly.
And Pete Rose is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And Pete Rose is in the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
Oh, that'd be great, NASCAR.
It would. Put him in every Hall of Fame, except for baseball.
Screw him.
Most hits ever. Mm-hmm. In a sport where getting a hit is the reason you're there.
Yeah. Plus, he crippled his friend in an all-star game.
That's right. That's right.
That's back when they played, buddy.
Damn right.
A recent study finds that more than two-thirds, 68% of all alcohol sales in England.
It's a good choice for Willie being here.
Exactly.
This is in England specifically. More than two-thirds of all alcohol sales are to adults who drink heavily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this wouldn't work if Willie wasn't here.
Exactly. No, we don't drink like
right.
And I agree with exactly what you're saying. Drinking heavily, it's fine.
Researchers say that if all British adults drank responsibly, that is, complied with the recommendations on alcohol consumption, the alcohol industry would decline by 38%.
But I'm sure the dental population would be a lot better because they would remember to brush their teeth before they went to bed. Because I'm guessing a lot of those people just don't remember to brush their
teeth.
Have
you played England, Willie?
No.
All these years?
No,
you've never been over?
I, you know what? People have told me to do it, and I just don't feel like, I don't know. I don't want to go all that way over there to find out that they don't get me.
They don't get you,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
yeah, that would suck.
Plus,
that would suck.
I don't like the way they talk.
Yeah.
They always, you know, they talk, and sometimes you get what they say, and then sometimes, what the hell did you say? You know, I always feel like they're trying to start a fight with me, even though they're not. But I feel that way.
You feel
Yeah.
Apparently, supermarkets have a greater share of their revenue tied to heavy drinkers than pubs, clubs, bars, and restaurants.
Sure. A lot of people like to drink at home.
So what is heavy drinking? What would you consider heavy drinking?
Well, this is
a question.
Yeah,
that
heavy drinkers, for them, it's not just the people who drink at harmful levels.
What's harmful?
More than 14 drinks a week for you.
You know, here's the problem with that drinking thing.
Right.
is how you clarify what a, and I'm holding up the little print, what a drink is.
Okay? I know. No, it's not.
If you go to the Funny Bone in Omaha and see what the kind of drink they make me, it's not actually a drink.
Yeah.
It's probably four drinks.
A drink.
Yeah. It's a big giant.
We had a little client thing last night. And the bartender, actually, I know the bartender from a different situation, but they were cool to everybody, and I was saying, just can you have me pour that vodka? Yeah.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you have a vodka tonic?
I had two.
Two vodka tonics?
Yes, I did.
So that's the equivalent of eight vodka tonics.
Wow.
I guarantee you, Craig, he assumed you were me or Todd. Not assumed, personally, he assumed you drink like us.
Okay, because I had to slow down. I had to slow down early into my second one.
There you go.
He heavy poured those.
And that's the problem, is how do you count what a drink is?
The false assumption that you could hang.
I couldn't.
No. Oh, no. I had two vodka tonics last night, but drink-wise, there was probably five or six.
There you go. There's the problem.
If you want to enumerate.
And a drink's a shot. A drink's a shot.
A shot, which is an ounce and a half.
Or one beer, 12 ounces, right?
Yeah. Do you have a cocktail?
It's a shot and a half or a shot?
My kind of math.
I think it's a shot.
Yeah.
I think you're about an ounce and a half is considered a drink.
Okay.
It
ain't my kind of math.
That's not my kind of math. I don't know what you're talking about. Drink one equals one. I don't know.
And the same with wine, too. I was recently at a restaurant that home wine poured, you know. Mm-hmm. The whole wine glass is full of wine.
Yeah.
Like you do at home. That's a glass of wine.
Yeah.
But technically it's not.
Okay.
But it was a restaurant by the Funny Bone, actually. And they gave me the home glass.
The home. I like that.
Yeah, I like that. Cause the kind
I'd like a glass of wine home version, please.
That's up to the rip. Your wine glass, if it's a white wine, is full to the top. That's a glass of wine.
Yes, exactly.
But technically that's probably two, at least.
Yeah. Will you have a cocktail every night?
Not every night, but pretty close.
Okay.
I mean, there's sometimes I'll just have a. I got a lot of scotch in my house. So there's every once in a while I'll just make it a little Glenlivet neat and go, watch something on TV.
There you go.
And then sneak back up and get another one when no one's looking. That doesn't count. If no one sees you drink, it's like the tree in the forest. They don't see it. Didn't happen. As far as I'm concerned,
not his kind of math.
That's
I'm with him on that.
Yeah.
I do like that.
Yeah.
That's when I watch. I still watch. I'm watching Mad Men again. I haven't really got through the whole series, and it's just crazy to me how those guys existed and how people
smoking
did exist
constantly.
The smoking part is. Let's just set that aside. That's what killed most of them.
Yeah.
But just the alcohol all day long in the office.
Yeah.
Just pouring a glass of whiskey. in the office.
But let's think about the fact that how much they did get accomplished. See, that's what's wrong with the country today.
They did do a lot.
A little bit more drinking, yeah.
Yeah.
All those great commercials that came up.
That's right.
I think that's where Tony the Tiger came from. Some guy just liquored up laying on the couch. Towel over his head.
Yeah, exactly.
What should the Tiger say?
Yeah. That is what all this stuff. Exactly. All the cartoons we watch, all the advertising, you and all of us, you, me, and Todd, all of us, grew up in late 50s. Well, let's just go with the 60s, obviously. Came from the Mad Men era.
Yes.
You're right.
All them drunken Hanna-Barbera guys. What should Fred say when he's happy? Yabba-dabba-do. Are you mumbling? No, that's what he should say. Yabba dabba do.
Yeah, the commercials.
Make me another drink. Home pour.
Growing up.
Yeah. You know, that really started the advertising boom. The 60s and the 70s. Yeah, for sure.
Came off of, what is it, Madison Avenue?
Mad Men.
Exactly.
And they were all drunk.
Those are the best commercials. You remember those of your whole life.
Right.
Drunken bastards just coming up with stuff.
And then they go to lunch and do 2-3 martinis and then go back to work.
Yeah. Still have time to pop the secretary when no one's looking. Good for them.
And they eat a lot, and they didn't seem to exercise, and no one's fat.
Not a lot of them. They weren't.
We could ask them about it, but they're all dead.
Yep. So, they all died earlier.
Well, there's one of the...
Like you said, there's that. My father, that was 59 back in the 60s was hard 59.
Yes, it was.
There's
hard
a scene early...
A lot of horn-poured drinks.
Early in that series where Don Draper goes to the doctor, and the doctor's trying to say, well, I guess that we're supposed to tell you now that smoking is bad.
The doctor's got a cigarette in his mouth. Yeah. Let me tell you what's wrong with you.
I guess you're supposed to stop smoking. Yeah. And they're all just kind of laughing. No, we're not going to stop smoking.
Elmo. You know, it's weird to see people smoking now, though.
Oh, it's crazy.
You know, and especially when I see somebody under, like, 25.
I don't
get it.
It's
like, you know, I can understand, like, you know, my brother and stuff, when those guys are 50, 60, okay, fine. But you grew up when you knew it was
deadly.
A death stick.
Deadly.
And, you know, I mean, and you wonder why people start to smoke in the first place.
I don't get it at this point.
I mean, talk to a 22-year-old kid. Why?
Now, a lot of them are into vaping, but you're right. I still see younger people sometimes lighting the cigarette up. I'm thinking, man, what are you, like 22? That's stupid.
What was the first time you said to yourself in your idea, I think I'm going to give this a shot?
Right. Yeah.
I did that when I was 25. First started doing mornings.
Yeah.
And I figured, well, caffeine ain't going to be enough for me.
Yeah.
So I started ingesting nicotine, and then I finally quit a couple months ago.
Wow.
Finally.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You look good. I'm looking at you. You're looking good.
Yeah.
You look good.
Thanks.
You got all your guts to push back in your body and everything?
I do.
See, that's good.
That is good.
All his guts are pushed back in his body.
That does help.
That is better than the alternative.
That's right. The look.
Having his guts out of his body. Right. That wasn't fun.
Took
for
a surgeon
anybody.
To do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Case being investigated in Louisiana, where a man is accused of stealing an ambulance.
That's an ambulance down there.
Tried to get overseas. The sheriff says that Rory Guidry was arrested not long after stealing the ambulance late Friday night from the Lady of the Sea Hospital. Deputies say the 33-year-old admitted that he took the ambulance and was planning to drive to the airport so he could sneak onto a plane to Japan.
Man, good plan.
When you first started that, I thought he was
Well, you know, an ambulance going to the airport, you're pretty much going to let him through because you think something's wrong.
Sure.
And you just jump out and get on the plane, I guess.
I think it was a brilliant plan.
Absolutely.
Because you don't want to draw attention when you're driving somewhere, so why take an ambulance?
Well, you got to get there somehow, and there's the ambulance.
Take a car that's not an ambulance.
You take the ambulance. The ambulance.
May not have a keys in that one.
Take the ambulance.
Got to take the car.
How was he going to sneak in a plane? Did you figure that part out yet?
Don't bother him with details.
No. You're right.
Yeah, because if you went the conventional way, you'd have to get in line and have a ticket. This way, you just drive the ambulance up to the plane, and then you crawl into the landing gear.
No one notices.
You're on your way to Japan.
Yep.
That simple.
Good plan. Meth's bad, right? Is this meth?
No word.
All right.
On whether or not meth is bad.
Willie Farrell with us. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.